Thank you for connecting to the media product of Pastor Brian Gallardo. We pray as it goes out into the nations that it empowers your faith, stirs your spirit, and pushes you towards your God-given destiny. For more information about Pastor Brian Gallardo, please log on to www.briangallardo.com.
Acts chapter 1, verse 8 in the Bible says this: you will receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Okay, now listen, we are a Pentecostal church. Not because we speak in tongues, but we do that. Hang out long enough and you'll hear some, because it's in the Bible. You hear that today. We believe in the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is in the Bible. A lot of churches have taken the Holy Ghost out of the Bible, but we leave him in there. Amen? You will receive, everybody shout the word power. So you receive something when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. Everybody shout the city. In Judea, everybody shout the region. In Samaria, everybody shout Missouri, the state, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Today, I want to preach a message to you entitled Taking It to the Streets. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word that you gave me. I pray that you would help me to push it like you give it to me, Father. In the name of Jesus, set the captive free. And I pray as I throw the net out today, God, those hearts that are here that need you would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, and the people of God said amen and amen. Before you're seated, turn around, love on somebody and tell them, we got to take this to the streets. How many older saints we got in the room? Like, you know who the Doobie Brothers are. Let me see your hands. How many of y'all know who Michael McDonald is? All three of you. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me right now. This is a song by a group called the Doobie Brothers, and it was released the year that I was born, 1976. It was entitled Taking It to the Streets, and it quickly rose to the top in the U.S. charts and the top 100 Billboard charts in 1976. But what they did not know is they were literally preaching a song out of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This song really is preaching the gospel. How you know? The title of it is called Taking It to the Streets. We should go out into the highways and the byways and take Jesus to the streets. Come on, sing it. Sing it. Come up, you know, come on. Church, just kidding. You don't know my kind up in your world, but very soon the time we'll tell. Oh. We got to take it to the streets, don't we? Okay, now listen. This song, Taking It to the Streets, is really the mandate that's on the church. The Church of Jesus Christ, the New Testament church, has been mandated by God to take what we get up in here out into the highways and the byways and show the world what Jesus looked like. The church was never meant to be a place where you come, you sit, and you go and do nothing. The church is a place where you come, get built, edified, ministered to, so you can go out and do the work of the ministry. We got to take the gospel to the streets. Your mama needs Jesus. Your friends need Jesus. Your daddy needs Jesus. Your siblings need Jesus. Your colleagues need Jesus. This community needs Jesus. We got to take it to the streets. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we got to take it to the streets. We got to take Jesus to the world. We got to preach the gospel till all know. We got to hustle the hope in the highways, in the byways, and take Jesus to church. Take Jesus to the world. Take Jesus to the job. Take Jesus into the streets and reach Independence, Missouri for the glory. Reach, build, pursue. Come on, say it with me. Say it again. What are we going to do? What's our vision? What's God called LifeGate to do? We're going to reach people. We're going to reach people that ain't like you. We're going to reach people that ain't like me. We're going to reach people that don't go to church. We're going to reach lost people, black people, white people, brown people, poor people, rich people, gay people, straight people, Muslim people. We're going to go reach us some people and take the gospel to the streets. Coming to a city near you. LifeGate Church ain't called to be quiet. We're called to raise up, walk out these doors into the greatest mission field in the world and reach a community for Jesus Christ. If you believe it, look at your neighbor, say, take it to the streets. Now look at him real deeply, say, take it to the streets. Well, pastor, here's the church. There's the steeple. Open up the door. Look at all the people. But the people isn't called to stay in the building. The people is called to carry the message to the world. We are not called to be quiet. If you're a quiet Christian, you're the problem. If you're an unwitnessing Christian, you're the problem. If you don't take the gospel to the world, you're part of the problem. Why is the world and the message in? Because Christians do nothing. He wants us to be quiet. Oh, this church is too loud. Well, you're too quiet. Why don't you stand up and be the Christian God? With the real Church of Jesus, please stand up. Would you please stand up? We have built the church in American culture. Man, I feel like preaching. Oh, hallelujah. We have built the church in the American culture to be all about us. Well, if they don't have the sound like I want it, I'm leaving. If they don't have the kids ministry like I want it, I'm leaving. If they don't want to have a students department like I want it, then I'm leaving. If there's black people there, I ain't going. If there's white people there, I ain't going. Is this a black church? Is it a white church? Who cares? That's not what church is about. Church is about glorifying God and reaching a hellbound generation for Jesus Christ. Look at your neighbor, say, take it to the streets. Aren't you glad somebody took it to you? Then you can't be stingy nor selfish. You got to take it to somebody else. Taking it to the streets, what we gonna do with? Taking it to the street, Independence, I'm coming. Taking it to the street, Kansas City. Taking it to the streets, oh, wow. Take. We're going to take it to the streets. We are Independence's best kept secret. I'm telling you right now. We are Kansas City's best kept secret. Hello, world. We're here and we're coming from you. We come into the streets to hustle some hope. We're about to take it to the streets. Yeah. Oh. The problem with the average American church is that they let the world go wrong. Well, them Democrats, it is not the Democrats' fault. Well, them Republicans, it's not the Republicans' fault. Well, that President Obama, it's not Obama's fault. Well, that guy, Donald, Pastor Trump, it ain't his fault neither. You know where the fault lies? It's not up to Congress to change a generation. It is not, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. It is not up to social reform to change a generation. It is not up to immigration reform to change a generation. Let me tell you where the change is supposed to come. It's supposed to come from the body of Christ. But the problem is most churchgoers do nothing Monday through Saturday except talk bad mouth, belittle, come against, drink it up, sex it up, shoot it up. We got to be we supposed to come out of the world, not be a part of the world, and take it to the streets. I feel like preaching, Brittany. Oh yeah, some of you white people have no idea what I just did. It doesn't matter. In the churches I grew up, they used to preach, sing. Who do you call on when you're in trouble? Jesus, what do you do when you're in a valley of the shadow of death? You call on Jesus. What do you do when all hell is breaking loose? Jesus, what do you do when the doctor says no? Jesus. Oh, yeah. I was in a class one day, and they were talking about how the slaves, they used to sing old gospel songs, and they would just, what were they doing? They was getting victory in their spirit by calling on the name of Jesus internally. And sometimes you gotta, oh yeah, I'm going through hell, but God. I'm struggling, but God. I'm sick in my body, but God. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but oh yeah, Jesus. Jesus. How could we not take this to the streets? Jesus. Most of us be like Casey undercover. Shh, I'm a Christian. The world is dark and crazy. I'm going to hide. I'm going to bury my head in the sand and pray. Guys, we have had prayer seminars. We have prayer books that line the volumes and libraries. You can get on YouTube and watch prayer video after prayer video after prayer video. They will teach you how to pray. Pray in English, pray in tongues, pray in Spanish, pray in Chinese. I don't think that's the problem. The problem is let's get up off the floor and stop praying long enough to go out to the highways and the byways and do something. Say I won't. I will stage dive right off of this stage. Yeah, I will. We must focus. We must focus. We must focus not on worldliness, but on the world. We must focus on humanity. Come on, talk to me. If you had the cure for AIDS, you wouldn't sit in this room. You would be out that door before I could put this microphone to take that cure to the streets. If you had the cure for leukemia, I got to pray for a gentleman 2 days ago whose daughter's in the hospital here in Kansas City dying of leukemia. Tears were streaming down his face, and I got to pray and minister to him. If I had the cure for leukemia right there, I wouldn't be here preaching this morning. I'd be holding healing crusades out here in the parking lot, and people would be lined up to get healed from leukemia. If I had the cure for blinded eyes, you wouldn't find me here. I'd be down at the Mayo Clinic. Kapow, 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 kapow. If I had the cure for depression and suicide, I would march myself into every mental institution, lay my hands on them who were sick, and give them the cure. I would take it to the streets. But my God, we got a cure for hell, doom, and damnation, for a lost humanity. His name is Jesus. We got to take that cure to the streets and give hope away, give healing away, give deliverance away, and take it to the street. No. Take it to the street. Look at your neighbor, say, take it. Look, some of you are like, I don't like to look at people and talk to them. See, we got to get over this. I'm intimidated and shy. What are you intimidated about? Jesus lives in you. Hey, Jesus. Oh, listen, I got moves like Jackson. I'm just saying. Jesus lives in us, breathes in us. How do you know, Pastor? If you saved, the Bible said the same spirit that raised Jesus from the same Holy Ghost that went into the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea lives on the inside of you and me. Look at your neighbor and say, you full of life. How could you not give that life away to another dying human being? You say, Pastor, they're not dying. My mama's not sick. Everyone in this room is dying. You've got an appointment with death. I have an appointment with death. That's why our hair falls out. That's why it sucks into our body and comes out everywhere else. That's why we wear dentures and our eyes start going bad and stuff that was tight now is sagging down to the floor. We are on the crash course of death. Everybody in this room right now is dying. But Jesus, the life on the inside of you, is the answer to the world. Jesus is the hope for humanity, and he's in you. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. You better tell him what you want. Don't. Send to call him up. Call him up. You better. Come on, sing. Call him up. Call him up. You better tell him what you want. Call Jesus. Call him up. You better tell him what. Hey, independent. That's what we got to tell the world. Because the world has a lot of problems. The world has a lot of addiction. The world has a lot of lostness. And we got the answer. We got to tell them, hey guys, call on Jesus. Hey guys, reach out to Jesus. Hey guys, he's your hope. He's your healer. He's your deliverer. We got to take it. We got to take it. Take it. Take it to the streets. Come on, help me. We got to. We got to. We got to take it to the streets. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. One more time, sing, take it to. Now listen, listen. Let's sit down. Y'all act like you're a bunch of radical, Pentecost, fanatical bunch of love God. Dear Lord, help me. Church was never meant to be quiet. People who come here from churches that look like funeral homes, libraries, cemeteries, morgues, why is it so loud? Never been in a quiet delivery room. Shh. Honey, I'm trying to push. Shh. Oh, that's pretty. Stop crying, baby. Shh, be quiet. I went to an Eric Paisley concert the other day with my LifeGate shirt on. Cities can't be won. Drunk people all around me. Eric Paisley stops in the middle of the concert, starts singing Amazing Grace. I was like, I was lost, but now I'm found. Yeah. At the bread, I'm serious. I felt the Holy Ghost come on me at Eric Paisley's concert. Now, some of y'all have a problem that a pastor went to the, what is that, the Power and Light District? Where do you think preachers are supposed to go? Well, that's unbecoming. I wasn't drinking. I was giving them some of the new wine, and they didn't even know it. This drunk lady came up to her. She's like, where are you from? FK Church. Wow. You want a beer? No, I'm with my wife of 14 years. And she was like, what? 14 years? Bro, that's awesome. Praise the Lord. I take Jesus to the streets. Church people don't need no more Jesus. Y'all got much of Jesus as you can have. You got the t-shirts, you got the hats, you got the bumper stickers, you got the cute little phone cases, you got the big Bibles with the big briefcases that weigh you down on the way to church. We got enough Jesus. Come on now. We need to take Jesus to them. You know it's true, right? In case of rapture, you can have my car, bumper sticker. We don't want your car if the rapture happens and I miss it. I'm going to find Josh and take his Shelby Mustang. I'm just teasing. It's okay. I have a sticker on my, well, on my new truck, I'll have a sticker. It'll say LifeGate Church on the back. But the church was never meant to be quiet nor small. I like little churches. You don't read the book of Acts. I just don't like to be in a big church. You've never read the book of Acts. There's no such thing as a church that doesn't grow. It's not a church if it's not growing. Well, does it have to be loud? Can't we just be still before the Lord? Amen.
Where are we eating after this, Ethel? Blah, blah, blah. All I hear is wah, wah, wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Amen! Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Wah. Blah, blah, blah. Yo quiero Taco Bell, blah, blah, blah. blah, blah, blah. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Blah, blah, blah. Wah.
Let's go to Taco Bell after church, Ethel.
Blah, blah, blah. Wah, 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 wah. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, turn in your hymnal to page 3. Marriage. Marriage is between a man and a woman.
If there's no life in the place, guess who's not there? The Holy Ghost. Because in a church, there ought to be birthing going on in the church, you know, people being born again. And being born again, it usually has something attached to it. If you say, well, amen. The Lord knows my heart. That's your problem. You need a different heart. Your heart's wrong. You say, preacher, I don't believe you. Okay, I'm so glad. I want to help you believe. Go to Acts with me, the book of Acts. And we're going to, how many's got like 5 minutes? This is a really cheesy, dumb preacher joke. How many's got 5 more minutes? 5, 10, 15. I'm just kidding. That was really stupid. Online campus, please forgive me. That was so dumb. I can understand if you never come back again because that was so bad. But the book of Acts, chapter number 1, they get filled with the Holy Ghost. We read that. And Jesus said to go to Jerusalem, tarry for the promise. They'll receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon them. And they'll go out through the earth and be the witness. He told Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. He went, prophesied, he laid hands on them, breathed on them. They fell backwards. Go into the whole world, preach the gospel. Great commission. Now we're in the book of Acts. Okay, here we go. That was the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Now we're here in Acts. Okay. In the book of Acts, Peter goes out of the upper room, preaches the first message of the infant church. Let's look what happens at the first service. Now, would you concur with me and believe that the book of Acts is really the blueprint of the church? What we should... Oh, praise the Lord, I'm up here baptizing myself. Here you go. The book of Acts, where are you going, beautiful? Get back in here. Get back in here. Y'all give Pastor Jen a round of applause. It'll dry, it's all right. I'll make little images up here. Taking it to the streets. I almost fell. Praise the Lord. Okay. Acts chapter number 2, verse 41. If you have your Bibles, turn with me. If not, honey, just leave it because they're all staring at you because you're so pretty and that's distracting. So what was I saying? Okay. Acts chapter number 2, verse 41 says this. Then they, after Peter preached, gladly received his word and they were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. Okay, that's... Peter gets filled with the Holy Ghost. He walks out of the upper room, stands up and says, men of Galilee. And 3,000 people come to Jesus. One service. One service, one day, 3,000 people. Ooh, I just heard something. Write that down, 113. Okay, Acts chapter number 4, verse number 4. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000 who got saved that day. Now, where do we see, they didn't have anybody come forward for salvation that day? It's not in the Bible. And the Lord built a small church. It's not in the Bible. I mean, for your own entertainment, I'll keep going. Acts chapter number 4, verse number 32, and the multitude of the church grew because they believed, and they were of one heart, and they were of one soul. Acts chapter number 6, verse number 7, and the word of God increased, shout increased, in number, and the disciples greatly multiplied, greatly multiplied. Acts chapter number 8, I hope this is helping somebody, in verse number 5, or 13, then Simon himself believed in his household also. Acts chapter number 9, and verse 31, they then had the churches rest throughout all Galilee and Judea and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, they greatly multiplied. And all that dwelt in Lydia and Saron saw him, and they greatly turned to the Lord, and they multiplied. Chapter 9, verse number 40. Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed, and turning to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened up her eyes, and when she saw Peter, who was dead, now she's not, she sat up. Verse 42, and it was known throughout the whole city, and many believed upon the Lord that day in the city. I want to pose a question to you. I believe what God is calling us to do. I want you to have the faith for it. Here's my question. Do you
you think God could do with LifeGate Church what he did in Joppa when the whole city was saved? Here's my confession. Cities will be won. Independence will be saved. We're going to take this to them, and we're about to see a harvest of souls. We're about to see people radically saved, set free, blinded eyes open, addictions left at the altar. We're about to see a harvest of lost souls. Slap your neighbor a high five and say, take it. No, no, say, take it to the streets of Independence, Jackson County, Lee Summit, Pleasant Hill, Grand View, Liberty, Kansas. Take it to the streets. Okay, now there's two things we got to do to take it. The first thing is this. Here's my points. I'm through my introductions. Number one, we must see the people. I'm not talking about see the people. I'm like, see the people. Listen to the words from Michael McDonald. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. You don't know me, Independence, but we're your brothers and sisters. I was raised in a living hell. I went through hell just like you're going through it right now. I was addicted just like you are addicted. I was hopeless just like you are hopeless. I was a stripper just like you're a stripper. I was bound up just like you were bound up. I had an abortion just like you had an abortion. But don't you worry, you're my brother. You don't know my kind in your world. See, that's the problem. The world doesn't know this kind of a Christian. They know the dry, dead, religious, judgmental, holier-than-thou type of church. That ain't us. Hey, listen, very soon the time will tell. Now, look at this. The world. Everybody shout the world. This phrase, you don't know me, but I'm my brother, but you're my brother. The world, listen, 1 John 4:20. I'm about to set about 12 religious people free right now. I hope you get free. Whoever claims to love God, how many here love God? Let me see, by the way, of hands, come on. All right, we got some God lovers in here. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is what? Liar. Say it really loud. Because we have liars in our congregation today. Say it really, really loud. Liar. I just kind of say things out loud. I'm sorry. That went through my head, so I just said it. Okay. Anyone who says, I love God, but you hate your brother, well, pastor, you know, you don't know what I've been through. I hate them. I can't stand them. I don't understand their culture, why they do things. They're looking for a handout. They're always mean. They think they're better than us. I don't understand this person or that. I don't like this race. I don't like that race. I don't like this economic group. All rich people are snobs. All poor people want a handout. I just don't like people. I don't like the presidents. I don't know how Christians who say they love God, but yet can get on Facebook and talk so venomously about Hillary Clinton, President Bush, President Donald Trump. How can you say you're a Christian, but you spew hate on social media? I don't understand it. Well, I'm a Democrat. No, you're a Christian first. You're a Democrat second. You're a Christian first. You're a Republican second. Either act like God or don't say nothing. Four! Pastor, I don't hate people. So, watch. This word hate here in the Greek means to detest and highly be irritated to the point of disconnecting. My brother or sister, what is sister? This word right here I'm going to tell you the Greek word. The Greek word is eldelphos. I don't know if they're ready for this, Rob. They don't know that some of them don't know they hate people. Some of them hate people. The word brother is related, not related, close to you, or distant. How can you say you love God, but you preconceive a judgment about another people group just because they ain't like you? Drop the mic. It's expensive, so I won't do that, but drop the mic. How can you say you love a God you cannot see, but you can't love the man standing right in front of you whom you can see? You don't love God. Don't the world know that they're our brother, Eldelphos? No, they don't know. Because the church has done a pretty good job with misrepresenting the kingdom concepts. Amen. Shout me down. Say, oh my, or oh, or amen. Low battery. We must see a community that God is calling us to. Right across the street here, somewhere in this community is a little girl who's going to go to bed tonight. A nurse
her wounds because her daddy, who ain't much of a father, has been molesting her and taking advantage of her night after night after night for the last six years of her life, and she's trapped in a prison. Will you see them and go to them? Will you see the little girl who grew up in a home and was raped at a young age, and now she's trying to get love from everyone else because her daddy walked out on her? Now she's working at a local strip club to get men's attentions to say, I love you, when she really doesn't need their love. She needs the love of a church and the love of a father who will wrap their arms around her and say, you're my brother, you're my sister, let me show you the way to heaven. Do you see them? Do you see the single mama who's struggling day after day, week in and week out? Her car's falling apart, her clothes are falling apart, her emotions are falling apart, the daddy isn't there, there's no money coming in. Do you judge her because she has a baby? Well, after all, Pastor, where's her father? Where's your father? Do you see them? Well, Pastor, all these kids, they're so promiscuous, I just can't stand to be around them. Why don't you tell them about a Jesus who can, you know, sexual addiction is a real thing. Do you know that addiction is a real thing? You ain't hearing me. In your little nice white picket fence, and you supposedly ever done nothing wrong, do you know that addiction is real? Do you know the crave for drug addiction is just as real as I'm standing here before you? What people don't need is you beating them up. They need you offering them the hand of hope. They need you offering them the hand of mercy. They need a church who will offer them the hand of love to say, hey, I see where you're at, baby, but God's got you. I see where you're at, honey. Let me tell you about a Jesus, because I was in the same hell you're in. I was right there. I know what it's like. I feel your pain. Let me give you the hand. Do you see them this morning? Do you see a broken generation this morning? Well, them old gays, they all just running our country. Why don't you start praying for them? Y'all, I know in your religious little funny mindset that only prays for one certain type of person when it benefits you. But what if you started praying for them? God, show them that you're the answer. God, show them that there's hope for them. God, show them that you don't hate them, that you love them. Did you hear what I say? Let me just help your religious philosophy. God does not hate the gay community. God loves them. He loves them just as much as he loves you. The same grace to reach them is the same grace is going to take and has taken to reach you. Stop being religious, a bigot, and judgmental, and offer them Jesus. You don't know that you're my brother. We got to tell the world that. I was raised in a living hell. Some of you forgot where you were before Jesus. If it had not been for the mercy of God for you, you'd be lost. Come on, some of you have forgotten. You have forgotten. You have forgotten. You have forgotten what Jesus did for you. You forgot the stool you was drunk on. You forgot the addiction that was running through your body. You forgot how hard it was for you to come down. You forgot how God delivered you from high blood pressure. You forgot that he took that cancer out of your body. You forgot that the doctor said no, but Jesus said, oh yes. You forgot that they walked out on you. They betrayed you. They molested you. They raped you. You were fatherless. You were motherless. They hurt you in life, but Jesus made a way. Don't you become so big spiritually that you can't come down off of your horse to offer somebody who's sitting in a hellish situation hope, love, and rejoice with them that if God did it for you, God can do it for them. They told me when I moved here, Jeremy, don't go to Independence. Why? Don't go to Independence. Why? Don't. It's the hardest place in Kansas City. I said, well, if you got the Holy Ghost, you can go next door to hell and build you a church. It is not the healthy, Jesus said, that are in need of a physician, but the sick. I did not come, but to seek and save that which is lost. That which is lost. That which is lost. Aren't you glad he found you? Aren't you glad Jesus found you? Aren't you glad he, well, Pastor, I found the Lord. You did not know where to look, honey. He found you. He went through the murk and the mire. He rolled up his sleeves. You remember when he wrote down in the dirt when that woman was caught in the act of adultery and they got mad because he didn't know what he was writing? Here's what the Lord told me one day. He said, son, aren't you glad that I came down and played in the dirt to get it off of you? I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, aren't you glad that I came and I made my hands dirty so your hands could be clean? Some of you forgot the dirt that was on your life. Some of you forgot the smell that was on your body. When you came up out that bar, your hair smelled like smoke. Some of you forgot that you was waking up around Brother Johnny. You know, Johnny on the spot. You was waking up with your mouth over the toilet, puke matted down your body because you was drunk the night before. Some of you forgot you didn't know who you slept with, who you woke up with, what you did the night before because you was in an addictive stupor. But I came here to tell you today, we can't forget where God brought us from so we can bring Jesus to the streets. Slap your neighbor, high five, and say, take it to the streets. You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised in a living hell. You don't know my kind in your world, but very soon you're gonna be able to tell. The world doesn't know this kind of a Christian. Peter, when they were coming to arrest Jesus, takes out a sword, slices the soldier's ear off, falls on the ground. According to Roman law, he should have been hung on a tree. Jesus reaches down, because see, Jesus ain't like the other ones. He ain't like Muhammad Gandhi. He ain't like Buddha. He ain't like Joseph Smith. He ain't like Hare Krishna. He's a little bit different. He reaches down and he says, Peter, you don't have to make 7 penance for your sins. Peter, you don't have to say 7 Hail Marys full of grace, save me from this awful place. Peter, you don't have to go to church 7 times before I can clean you up. Addict, you don't have to come to church 20 times before I forgive you. Messed up, lost you, broken you don't have to come to the church and act religious, carry your big old Bible when you're lost and broken and so far away from God you wouldn't know it if it hit you in the head. Takes the ear and he puts it on the guy's head and walks away. Now it's not recorded in the Bible. Why? I don't know, but I wonder what their expressions were after that. I mean, I would have a hard time arresting Jesus after he just healed my ear. I mean, he had an ear, he didn't have an ear, now he has an ear. What happened that day is what Jesus did for all of us. And this is why we have to take our hope, this hope to the streets. You say, what happened that day? Jesus literally erased the evidence. See, everyone in this room was sinners, lost in the hands of a judging God. But Jesus was the game changer. Jesus came in the form of man. He was fully God, yet fully man. He came to a sin-sick, broken generation. There was no hope for humanity. Humanity was on their way to a devil's den. Humanity was lost and on their way to hell, but something had to change. Jesus was the game changer. I firmly believe with all my heart, it doesn't matter how much you sex it up, drink it up, snort it up, shoot it up. It doesn't matter where you are in life right now. Jesus is the game changer. Like he erased the evidence from Peter, God will erase the evidence from your life. He will take the sin and cover it in the blood. He will redeem you. He will set you free. He will deliver you and save your soul and give you hope for tomorrow. We've all been there. Come on, talk to me. Talk real to me for just a minute. Don't let me out here by myself. I remember what it was like. I can still see that red carpet and that smell of that dark stained wood as that woman took advantage of me in the fourth grade and fully molested me. I still remember being broken and hurting and shaken and frustrated. And I remember crying out to God, but felt like God was mad at me. I still remember being raised without a father and having a complex and nobody loved me. Nobody cared about me. I remember that day I had a loaded shotgun in my mouth, but God came in the room and stopped it. How could I not tell the world, hey, if God did this for me, he's going to do it for you? How can we keep the best kept secret in here? We got to let it out to the world. We got to occupy the streets, hustle this world with some hope, and tell them about Jesus. 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 Very soon the time will tell. See, the world already has a conception of us. Oh, you're just like every other Christian I know. You're judgmental. You're a hypocrite. You're rude. You post about church on Sunday morning with your selfie, and then Monday you got a martini in your hand with a club with your friends acting like them. See, the world has had enough of hypocrites. Yeah. Come on. And we're all hypocritical, all of us in this room, including myself, time to time. Come on, talk to me, everybody. If you said no, you're lying. You're a hypocrite right now. Because there's only one perfect one. His name is Jesus, and Jesus is not you, and you are not him. But the world is looking for the real church. It's easy to get people saved, and it's easy to witness to people because they're hungry. They're hungry. They're hungry. You and I are going to go eat lunch after this. I assume you're going to go somewhere. You'll go home to eat that roast that's been simmering in the crock pot, and you didn't invite your pastor over for dinner, but it's okay. And you're going to go home, and you're going to eat. And if you go to a restaurant, and if you go to Applebee's, or you go to Ruth Cruz, or whatever his name is, or you go up here to Hereford House, or you go up here to La Bolitos over here, this Mexican restaurant. Y'all should go there. It's really good, by the way. They got new management two, 3 months ago. It's really good. And we should all go crash that place today and just be like, hey, I keep witnessing to him. The lady that run it, I said, I'm going to bring my whole church here. She's like, oh, okay. Santos, gloria a Dios, Jesus, Cristo, a mí. We should just go shut them down. For real, let's go there. Okay, it's right up here. It's really good. And so if she, the waitress up there at La Libidos, whatever, I don't know how to pronounce it. If she walks up and she takes her order and walks away and doesn't come back for 5 years, and now we're sitting there, my hair's all grown out, I look like Bozo the Clown, party on the sides, flat top on the top. We're going to be like, where is the server to serve us something good to eat? That's what the world is saying about the church. Where is the real church to serve us something for our soul to eat? See, we live in Missouri. It's the show me state. Do you know what that means? I won't see it till I believe it. I won't believe it till I see it, right? I won't believe it until I see it. And that's what the world is saying about the church. And when we minister to people and we tell them, hey, God loves you. He cares about you. I was in Orlando, Florida at a restaurant, and the Holy Spirit I believe that you can operate in the gifts of the Holy Ghost outside of church. Like, I'm one of those guys, which we all should be that way. And I was sitting at the stool, and the Holy Spirit said, this woman's a single mama, and she's completely broken, and she's borderline suicidal. Right there at the table. And Michael was with me. And so I was sitting there, and I said, ma'am, I don't really know you at all, but I just want to tell you, God loves you. God cares about you and your children. She started shaking. Like, how did you know that? And I said, he cares about you. He's got a life for you. You have a purpose. Don't give up on hope. And I'll be praying for you. She said, okay. I said, let's pray right now. She's like, right now? I'm like, yeah, right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Heather, God, that you, I think that was her name. I pray that you bless her, that you help her, God, and that you give her hope and strength in Jesus' name. God, give her the right things, direct her path the right way, and help her, God, in Jesus' name. And I tipped her $20. I wasn't going to do all that and not tip her $20. How can you bless a single mama more than prayer? You need to bless them a little more than just praying for them. And we got to, they want to see if we're being true and honest, like genuine, right? Like, don't go into a restaurant and be like, oh, hell, the power of God, everyone's going to hell unless you know Jesus. Like, don't do that. It should be organic, right? It ought to be natural. But the world is looking to see if what we're going to do is legit. Independence, Missouri is looking to see if what we're going to do is legit. Do you see them? Look at these numbers. Put that up here for me if you can, minister. Jackson County right now has 674,000 people in it, in Jackson County. This number right here should all make us stagger out and think the rest of the week that 357,000 people are lost and going to hell. 357 people need the church to stop them from going to hell. 357,000 people are being lied to by the enemy. 357,000 people are escaping heaven. And the reality is, if they died today, they would probably go to hell. But we, as the church in the body of Christ, need to take what's on the inside of us to the highways, to the byways, and go tell them, point number two, about Jesus. We've got to take Jesus to the streets. We got to get out of our four walls that's got us
steeple. The steeple means this place points to Jesus, but we've got to be the mouth to go out of this church, to be the hands to go out of this church, to be the feet to go out of this church, go down every street until hope is pushed, preached until Jesus is known, raise the banner of salvation in this community, and take the labels off of what this is not a hard place. I take those labels off right now in the name of Jesus. There's going to be a mass amount of souls get saved in this building, a mass amount of souls get saved on the streets. We about to see a revival of a harvest of souls come to Jesus. If you don't believe me, don't say nothing, but if you believe me, stand up on your feet, push on this just a little bit and say, God, use me. Come on, say it. God, use me. Say it again. Say, God, use me. All right, watch this. Number two, I'm going to hurry real quick. This is concluded. I'm concluded. I'm almost right here. Real quick, number two. Number two. Not only must we see them, number two, we must go to them. Look at the Doobie Brothers. Take this message to my brother. You will find him everywhere. Wherever people live together, tied in poverty's despair. We got to take this message. We got to go. We can't be, listen, we live in such a humanistic, selfish culture. I mean, come on, selfie? The cooler selfie you can take, like you're supposed to be more cool? Like, I don't get these people. Only picture they take is of themselves. I'm like, goodbye. Yeah, we get it. You're pretty and or you're handsome, but man, take yourself off the throne for a few minutes. There are people that's going to go tonight that aren't going to eat. There's people that are sleeping up underneath a bridge tonight. There are people tonight that haven't ate in 2 days. Little babies are in our community right now, probably locked in a closet because they're being abused. Take yourself off the throne for just a minute and see a world that you can then go to. I crave to get people saved. I want a church. I want a pastor church that wants to save humanity. We must go. Come on now. We must go. I'm going to conclude with this portion of scripture real quick. Matthew 28 and Mark chapter number 16. And I need that other Bible. I apologize. I gave that to you. And I don't know if it's up there. Oh, it is up there. Matthew chapter number 28 and verse 19. We're about to see some people get saved here in a moment. In the name of Jesus. I want you guys to see this because Jesus, our Lord, commissioned you and I to go and preach the gospel. Amen. Our lives, our leaders, let me give you in a little secret. Our leaders are not allowed to post anything on social media that's political or inappropriate. Did you know that? That's part of the requirement of being on a leadership team. Why? Because what's the point? You're not going to win an argument on social media. It's so silly. You're immature if you think you're going to win an argument on social media. You will not win. If you're right or wrong, you will not win the argument. We tell them, hey, listen, if you're going to do anything that's going to be a contradictory to the word of God, or you're going to insult the kingdom, don't post it. Because I care about what the world thinks, about the stigma that's already upon the church. Well, you shouldn't care what anybody thinks. Well, that's your problem. That's why people don't get around you, because you're not kind. Mercy, justice, and faith. Be merciful. Not everybody's perfect like you. Well, don't look at your spouse when I said that. Matthew chapter 28, I'm almost done, I promise. Matthew 28, and we're starting with verse number 19. Go therefore, everybody say go.
Go.
Okay, gospel is spelled G-O. 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 First words in gospel are?
Go.
Jesus commissioned his disciples, and if you follow Jesus, he's commissioning you. Go therefore and make disciples. Let's look at one more. Mark chapter number 16. Is this okay today? Mark chapter number 16, verse 15. I'm just going to come over here. And he said to them, go into all the world and do what? Okay, well, pastor, I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. If you're a Christian, you're called to go and preach Jesus. So if you're not going and preaching Jesus, what are you? Who do you follow? Because you're not following Jesus. You're following selfie.
Go into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes is baptized will be saved. He who does not will be condemned. And these signs will follow them that believe in my name. This is for all of you that think the acts and the moves of God are over. In my name, they're going to cast out devils. Well, Pastor, we don't see manifestation of demons. Oh, Pastor, a little bit. You will see manifestation of demons. Somebody said to me, why don't you smile like Joel Osteen? Because he doesn't pass for an independence. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means harm them. This doesn't mean to go out here and play with rattlesnakes and drink poison. Y'all remember in the book of Acts when Paul got bit by a serpent? He shook it off in the fire and he wasn't harmed. So then after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into the heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, and they went out and preached everywhere. Watch you guys. They went out into independence and they took it to the streets, and the Lord worked with them, confirming the word through the accompanying of those signs. Here's what we're going to do for the month of August, and we might continue it, but for the month of August, we're going to meet here at the church every Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we're going to go into this community with our orange LifeGate shirts on or our gray LifeGate shirts on. If you don't have one, please we'll put a post on Facebook. I don't know how we're going to do that. Honey, how are we going to do that? Okay, we'll give you, they're going to talk about it right now, figure it out before service is over. Every Saturday in August, we're gonna go into our city, Independence, Missouri, right here, up the street, down the street, up the street, down the street, up the street, down the street. We're gonna take it to the streets. We're gonna knock on doors and say, hi, my name is George. I'm from LifeGate Church. And we just wanted to know you were here. Here's some information about our church. But that's not really why I'm here. I wanna pray with you for your needs. Is there anything I can pray with you about? Because I know that God is a God who answers prayer. Can we pray together? And they're gonna be like, yeah. And then we're gonna pray. And then they're going to get healed right there. And then we're going to get pray, and they're going to get delivered right there. And then we're going to get pray, and they're going to get saved right there on the spot. And then we're going to pray, and God's going to turn their life around right there on the spot. Well, Pastor, that's just not my thing. But it's His thing. It's His thing, you guys. It's His thing. There's more Jamies that need Jesus. I tell her testimony all the time, and I'm sorry. She came to church, and she was strung out on meth. She was sitting in the old building right about where Randy is, right there. And she said she don't know what happened to her, but in the service, she said she felt something come down and rip the one, two out of her life. She's been sober. She's gone to classes and all that, but that's not what did it. Jesus did it. And she's been sober for almost 7 years. There's more Jamies that need Jesus right here in our city. Josh and Ashley came in, sat on the back row, strung out, all higher in a kite, messed up, and they got in the car and they said, whoa, how did that guy know all that stuff? That was creepy. He was like talking right to us. They came back the next week, got radically saved. You've been sober for how many years? 8 years, and now they're our student directors. You don't know who's sitting next to you in the stories that are in this room. We've counseled people that had abortions, and they had them, and they were stricken with grief and despair on how could, before Jesus, and how could I have done that? I feel so guilty and so horrible, Pastor. This gloom is over me. This, I'm suicidal. I'm so depressed. And we prayed, and God set them free, and they gave their life to Jesus. Chop, who's not here today because his little baby's sick, but he told me I could get this publicly. We were in service a couple years ago at the Refresh Conference, and he was addicted to pornography, and in that service, God totally liberated him and set him free. And I'm so thankful that we are in a church today. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We are in a church where it's okay for you to struggle. It's okay that you've got issues, but I'm so thankful that we can take those issues to the cross and show you Jesus so you can get free from those issues. I believe with all my heart that resurrection power is still alive today, and the same God that resurrected then is still healing, saving, and delivering. Everyone, please stand with me on your feet.